Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
So yesterday I had an awkward encounter with a female coworker, and my team is trying to help me out this morning. I appreciate it.
Not really. Trying to expose you.
We want to see you crash and burn.
Brian proposed it as trying to help me, but now I know the truth behind it.
Well, I think you're convinced you had an awkward run-in with a specific person, and I don't think you did, but that's what creates more confusion.
We'll get into it in just a second. We are live on Instagram right now. Check us out at 97.1 Amp Radio. The only people on planet Earth that are willing to go live at 6 a.m. on Instagram so you can see how bad we look this early in the morning. Just saying. Good morning, Brian.
What's happening?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Morning.
Except Chelsea, of course.
Oh.
Looking fresh.
Thanks, you're sweet.
Somehow. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. You could also call or text us at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
All right. Survived yesterday's storm. Hail on the first day of spring? Are you serious?
It was insane.
Long Beach Compton got hit hard last night, man. But glad you're with us this morning. We should be out of the rain by midday today. All right, so let me break it down and see what's going on with you guys. What you think of this awkwardness. So, 2 days ago, producer Brad comes in before the show starts, gives me this nice little gift bag with a card. And it's a gift from my newborn daughter, Alani, from a lady named Maggie. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so sweet. This is awesome. She's a coworker, apparently, of ours here in this gigantic.
Apparently.
No, no, because listen, if you work for a big company, you don't know everybody.
It's division.
Course, it's impossible. You know what I'm saying?
Also, we work before half the, or more than half, 85% of the people don't even show up till we're done.
Different shifts, so on and so forth, right? So I don't know who this person is, but I was like, this is the sweetest thing ever, even to the point that I emailed her yesterday, but I still don't know what she looks like, right? And in our emails, we don't have like pictures or anything like that. So anyways, that happens, right? And the awkward situation is this. Yesterday, Yogurtland and Knott's Berry Farm brought in some pie for Boysenberry Festival that's going down. And we were all hanging out in the hallway. And all of a sudden, this lady comes up to me, right? A little bit older than I am. She comes up to me and immediately says, oh my gosh, congratulations on your baby. And she gives me the biggest hug ever. And in my mind, I'm like, is this Maggie? Yeah. Because she came like straight at me in such a heartfelt way. And I was like, should I say thank you for the gift?
And that's awkward because like if you haven't seen her since, so it would be weird if it was her and you didn't say anything.
Exactly. So I'm debating this, right? And I hug her and it's awkward. And then all of a sudden I'm just like, I'm not going to say anything because what if she didn't give me the gift? Mm-hmm. And she's like, what are you talking about? Now I feel weird, right?
I'm going to go ahead and say, if you think this person was a little bit older than you, it probably wasn't Maggie.
Okay. So now what's going on is that Brian produced a lineup for me, like it's a police lineup of five pictures of women, and I have to try to guess who Maggie is.
That's right.
Right, and so, Brian, you know, like when he said Maggie right away, you knew who that
hell
was?
Hell no. I had to Google image that. Okay. Hell no. Listen, I think this is a funny segment because we should do this more often when we all act like we know somebody. Because I famously know just you guys. That's it.
Barely.
I don't know. I call everybody dude here. What's up, buddy? Yeah.
What's up, bro?
I just found out Majestic's actual name like a week ago.
Exactly.
What is it? I don't know.
Alaric.
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 That's the wrong pronunciation.
Here. Right.
That's cool.
I would put all you guys on the spot on that one.
I'm going to show you the lineup first on Instagram Live at 97.1 Amp Radio. Who do I believe Maggie is, our coworker? Sweetest lady in this building that got a gift for my daughter.
I'd place bets on number one.
Yeah, number one. I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to turn it around. Mm-hmm. Number one, Chelsea?
Yeah.
Strong one. I go five.
Okay, number one is Betty White.
Listen, we had to give you a couple gimmies, man. If we just picked five randos from the station, I think you'd bomb it hard.
Oh, my gosh. I recognize three of them. But one of them is the one that gave me a hug yesterday, so it's not her.
Well, might be then.
And then number
know.
Five is Cardi B. Okay, get out of here. Okay, I'm between number two and number three. I'm going to say number two. Is number two Maggie that gave me the gift? Brian?
Is number two. Is that your final answer?
My final answer.
I mean, this is going to be really embarrassing if for everybody.
It's number two, bro.
He got it right. It's number two.
Oh, my gosh. Maggie, thank you so much for the gift. It means the world to me, and I will never, ever forget your face or name.
Maggie McKay. You can catch her on The Wave on Saturdays.
Awesome. Oh, that's funny, too, because yesterday you came up to me. We were talking about this, Edgar, and you're like, I'm positive she works at KNX. So that's funny.
I actually Googled Maggie McKay KNX, and they're like, nah.
That information was given to me by producer Brad. Appreciate it.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Honestly, you look at what was trending on Twitter yesterday here in SoCal. You thought it was the end of the world. First day of spring. It's hailing in Long Beach and in Compton. It looks like things are just getting flooded. You see diesel trucks pushing cars out of flooded streets. 710 getting shut down during rush hour. Not a good look. And then people start reporting and posting up videos of an alleged meteor striking through the sky of downtown LA. Fairly low. And you're like, oh my gosh, it's the end of the world. It didn't happen in Y2K, but it's going to happen now. It's for real.
Y2, we dodged it for 19 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, what was the meteor?
So, did you see it, Chelsea?
No.
Or did you see it trending at all?
No,
I saw it. It looks like someone fired a rocket at a building in downtown LA. Jeez.
It was so wild, Chelsea. If you saw it, hit us up via text or call 877-971-HITS. So, there's two. There are a lot of videos, right? Some from further away, from outside of downtown LA, and it looks like a meteor. It could have been a meteor. And then there's videos up close from the Sky Slide. You know, the tallest building here in downtown LA. You can get on that slide. People were taking video of it. And in reality, it wasn't a meteor. It turns out to be it was light that was sourced from flares being held by wing jumpers coming off of a helicopter.
Whoa.
It was like the Red Bull squirrel suits. Like, you know those, like, squirrel suits? Like, people jump and they like, look like flying squirrels.
Yeah.
And they'll, like, do these crazy videos with GoPros in their head. Be, like, hovering by, like, rocks and, like, mountains and down. It's stuff you see on, you know, in the background of a bar, like, on a TV, like, a sports bar, and they just have that random channel, like, Chive TV, and they just have, like, guys flying around squirrel suits.
Like Iron Man almost. Chels?
Extra. Wow.
Yeah, check out the video. It's absolutely amazing. It's up on our Instagram stories, at 97.1 Amp Radio. If you got see it, hit us up via call or text 877-971-HITS. I totally fell for it. I was like, yep, it's a meteor. And then I started hearing about it was like these jumpsuit situations. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, the conspiracy theorists are going to be behind this. All it's aliens, but the government's saying otherwise.
Well, I think the thing that's enraging is, like, I saw it was like the Red Bull Sky Army or something like that.
Yeah.
But I feel like why is it all like weirdly okay in Los Angeles to have these odd things happen where someone just jumps out of a plane with Red Bull with like the flares in their hands. Like, it does look like a rocket. Or the military's like, we're just like practicing, you know, evacuating people from downtown. Like, what the hell are you doing?
Just a little heads up, maybe.
Yeah, man. Everyone's got dreams here, you know? They're really going for it.
But it's like, if you're the police and first responders, 911, you gotta be like, sorry, that's just Red Bull being Red Bull today.
Absolutely. Speaking about everybody having dreams, Chelsea, I'm sure this next story, this guy definitely dreamed one day to be called out as our damn dumb story of the day.
Damn, he dumb.
And Brian's about to make his dream come true.
Well, this one's coming out of Detroit, Michigan, and I'm just going to read the headline of the story. Chelsea, it's your hometown.
Close to home.
It's very Detroit. I think it's about as Detroit as it gets.
Okay.
Man accidentally shoots himself after throwing gun at a cockroach to kill it. That is the head.
Did he die?
No, I'll get to it in a sec. But like
Side note, we wouldn't be reporting it if he died.
Yeah, okay. That's a real bummer. He killed himself. What's funny is like when I read the headline of the story, I was like, this is something my girlfriend would do. But she would already fired a clip into the wall of my house and then thrown an empty gun at a cockroach. She hates cockroaches so much. So what happened was, the 50-year-old man in Detroit, Michigan, he was trying to kill a cockroach in his apartment, and he picked up a shoe. And he threw a shoe at the cockroach, not knowing that he had a loaded revolver in his shoe, which fell out of the shoe and fired a bullet straight back at him, hitting him in the leg.
Oh, my God.
Damn, he dumb.
You think the cockroach was like, sucker, and then walked away?
Yeah, of course.
It's dumb on so many levels. This guy, like, how many guns do you have laying around where you have a loaded one just in a basketball shoe you forgot about? Like,
Chelsea, can you speak for your people?
I mean, it was a mistake. It was he was tired. I don't know. know.
Thank you, Chelsea.
I got nothing.
It was a cockroach, man. The drastic measures had to be taken.
Yeah.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
I was just texting back and forth on our 877-971 hits text line with Reina in Compton. She wanted us to give a shout out to her daughter, Yvette, and her other daughter, Kelly. But I was like, yo, how did you guys survive the hail last night? And she's so funny. She wrote, oh, wow, granizo loco. Granizo means hail, and loco means crazy.
Crazy, right?
The hail was crazy.
So they just sat inside and just called it crazy?
I thought it was another chicken fast food joint. Granizo loco, come on through.
The Chelsea Report.
The hit Netflix show Bird Box is getting a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
So the author of the 2014 book, which the film was based off of, his name's Josh Malerman, and he's confirmed that he has written the second book, and it will be published October 1st.
Oh, there it is.
It's titled Mallory, which is named after the lead character, who's played by Sandra Bullock.
Got it.
The premise of the book, well, he said, basically it's going to focus on Mallory's life, kind of like growing up, getting to know her more. He said in a quote about the sequel and about the book, he said, people want to know what happened to boy and girl, but as much as we care about boy and girl, this isn't their story.
That's mean.
Right.
The Bird Box world is Mallory's story.
It's like, I'm not going to give him a name. That's effort. I think the premise of this book is paycheck.
Exactly.
That's what it sounds like to me.
You know, they like called him. They're like, if you can write that sequel in like a month, well, like, let's get that out.
Do you think, because I know yesterday we were talking about this, and you guys still don't necessarily know exactly what was out there. It was a spirit, an alien, whatever that was freaking everybody out, making them kill themselves.
No idea.
Do you think in this sequel we will find out?
Not
if it's about Mallory's life. That's kind of the bailout move where they're like, well, let's find out what happened before the thing we can't tell you what happened.
Well, totally.
I just want to know what happened to Machine Gun Kelly. That's it. They bailed out halfway through. You never see him again.
That's
true, though. It's
messed up, that'll probably be like the next sequel, you know? The trailer for the third season of Stranger Things is here, and I have to say it looks so freaking good.
I mean, what did you think? We're just gonna sit in my basement all day? Play games for the rest of our lives?
Yep. It is important to me that you feel safe. I want you to feel like this can still be your home.
Whoa!
Yeah.
What was that at the end?
The upside down, bro.
You'll have to wait till July 4th to find out. It's so funny seeing that because, like, you can tell, you know, like when Friends first started, the TV show Friends, and like you could tell the characters didn't quite like know themselves yet. And then as the seasons developed, like they have, it's now like the kids are so confident, they're grown up. Like, it's just cool to see them kind of like step into their own as these characters.
Awesome. I didn't recognize them at first, man. Like, they all have like mustaches and whatnot. Like, yo, what happened?
They started that show at like awkward ages for all of them.
Yeah.
It's a cool thing. They shoot that show, the entire show, like a couple miles from my house in Atlanta.
Really?
But the coolest part about it is you'll drive by like a random shopping center and they've turned it into an 80s. Like, they've designed the whole thing to be like in the 1980s. So you just see cars, you see like old Chevelles and like old Broncos and stuff in the parking. Like, oh my God, they're shooting Stranger Things in there.
Nice.
That's so cool. Pretty much all the characters are coming back, including like Winona, obviously Millie Bobby Brown, the star of it. But there's also a couple new characters that are featured in that trailer and a new monster, which is what you heard at the end there, Edgar.
Thank you, Chelsea, for clarifying that.
that'll be exciting. The description of the season, for those of you who care, is one summer can change everything.
There you go.
So there you go. July 4th. And lastly, big congrats to Jessica Simpson and husband Eric Johnson, who have welcomed their third child together, daughter Birdie Mae Johnson.
Oh. Birdie?
Birdie.
Knock that off.
Don't even start with the jokes.
I can't even. Congratulations, but get out of here. Birdie.
Hey, man, it's tough to name your children, bro.
They didn't put any effort in.
I'm just saying, man. It's tough. It's a lot of pressure.
They looked out the window.
It's going to define this person for the rest of their life. Friends like them. Why did you choose Birdie?
Maybe inspired from the movie Bird Box. I don't know. Who knows?
God.
Maybe.
Getting paid.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you were anywhere near downtown LA yesterday in the evening as the sun was going down, you had to have been tripping out, looking up at the sky and seeing that what looked like a ball of fire just crushing over the city skyline. And many people were posting up on Twitter, is it a meteor? It's a UFO crashing for sure, but the government's going to hide it. It was none of that, guys. It was actually wingsuit jumpers with flares. They got dropped off of a helicopter. We got video of it up on our Instagram right now at 97.1 Amp Radio. Again, we live in this amazing town, amazing city where anything can happen at any moment in our skies. But I feel like Chris Brown was definitely all over that. Yo, UFOs for sure, because he's all about that life, along with Jose Canseco, right?
Yeah, B.O.B., I'm sure he believes. You know what? The more I read into it, because it was the Red Bull wingsuit stunt team, and the more I don't like when things like this happen because I know like our first responders get blown up. I'm sure if we could pull some of the 911 operators fielding calls, people think that we're under attack by rockets or aliens or whatever. The more it like makes me hate Red Bull. Like, come on, man. Don't be like Red Bull's like doing Red Bull things and now it just it's just not cool to me. I don't know. It's just dry. Like I'm on Monster now. Monster.
Well, you've always been a Monster.
And
you usually have a Monster in the studio.
To be fair, I'm usually whatever's free at the station. And as far as I know, Red Bull is not dropping off Red Bull for us. They're doing it for K-Rock.
Strike
so
two.
Bring it on over.
Whatever's free and whatever company wants to pay us to plug them.
I act like I have some sort of moral high ground right now. I do not. You can buy me.
You know what's also messed up, man? Is the story just dropped of USC students turning on each other. This has begun all because of the college admissions scandal that broke earlier this month, right? Where, you know, parents are paying bribes to get students in that didn't belong, you know, $500,000 up to $1 million, et cetera, right? So what's going on now is that students are turning on each other and being like, yo, Chelsea, you don't belong here. I bet your parents bribed somebody to get you in. I'm going to go report you at.
Come on.
That is what's going on, yo. Turning on each other in this whole situation. They're getting presented as cases to the judicial council, student judicial council. 60 students got turned in, okay? How many out of the 60 do you think are actually going to be investigated and potentially kicked out? Out of the 60 that were reported by other students. Just guess.
I mean, I don't think any of them should.
Okay.
These kids don't know nothing.
Chels? 20.
20?
Just a random number.
Only three.
Oh, wow.
Were actually somewhat legitimate. The other 57 were just people hating on somebody else that wanted to get him kicked out of class.
It's like a girl being like, she slept with my boyfriend. Yeah.
She's not supposed to be here.
Yeah.
I feel like it's every kid, every student who, when the professor's like, all right, as long as there's no questions, we're done for the day. And someone's like, oh, I got one. Out. You don't belong here. Let us go.
Totally you.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
All kinds of winning going down for you right now. First of all, shout out to Teresa from La Puente. She won Knott's Berry Farm tickets. And now we're going to give you a chance to win some other tickets, okay? Your chance to win 4 lift passes to Crush the Slopes at Snow Valley Mountain Resort.
Whoa, wow. Racist like impression. I mean, I'm offended.
Like sounds racist.
What?
When I do stuff like that, it sounds racist. I'm offended for my fellow snowboarders.
Bros.
First of all,
snowboarder bros.
That was racist on your behalf thinking that only white people snowboard.
No, white people, don't even try to turn this on me. Don't even try to turn this on me.
Come on now. Anyways, a game we're going to be playing is who's more racist on the show? No.
I'm going to back out of this one.
Chelsea's like, I want my career to not end. So
I
just gonna step
rarely
aside.
Get a moment to come in with this hot take. I'm taking it today.
All right, so all you got to do is play our new game. Who tweeted it? Who tweeted it? All right. Shoot us a call, 877-971-HITS, if you want to play Caller 9. Good luck. Also, special shout out to Alyssa and Alex Medina in Ontario listening to us.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Your chance to win 4 lift passes to hit the slopes at Snow Valley Mountain Resort by playing our new game, Who Tweeted It? I really hope I don't mess up that name.
There's a lot of T's and E's and W's.
Who tweeted it, all right? So we're going to read 3 tweets from 3 different categories. The categories will be built from our personal Twitter accounts, celebrity Twitter accounts, and Southern California Twitter accounts, all right? Let's meet our contestant right here. We have our homie Corey from San Bernardino. What up, Corey?
What up, man?
I really hope you win, bro. You're like 5 minutes away from the mountains right now, bro.
December, exactly, you know. Yeah, definitely.
He's all like, right. It's still snowing in my neighborhood.
Got some 46 inches last night of snow, my man. So that's looking good right there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you got to guess 2 out of 3 times correct on who tweeted it. All right, my man. First category for you is our personal Twitter account. Who tweeted it? Was it Brian, Chelsea, or myself? Here you go, bro.
All right, this one may be a little difficult, so I have a follow-up tweet just to really, if you can't get it, you have the option, okay? Because I pulled one, it could be anybody. This is coming from September of 2014.
Oh, geez. Wow.
The tweet is, the moment when you're driving to work and realize you forgot to put deodorant on. Ugh. Hashtag yikes. Hashtag the worst.
All right, is it A, Brian, B, Chelsea, or C, myself?
I'm going with Brian.
Well, let me give you the next tweet. Literally 5 minutes later, the tweet was, currently fangirling, I'll be interviewing the one and only O-Town official in a couple hours. Liquid dreams for life, yo. Does that change your answer?
I was in my feelings.
He's like, no, it's still Brian.
It's still Brian, definitely.
That is
definitely Brian.
Incorrect, bro. You got to get the next two correct for you to win these tickets.
Okay. It was our girl Chelsea over here, not wearing deodorant, interviewing O-Town.
I was in my feelings in 2014. Things happening.
Fangirling over O-Town. Yeah. All right, here we go. A celebrity tweet. Who tweeted it? My man. All right, here we go, Chelsea.
All right, we have, if you use the stairs instead of the escalator, you a snitch. Also, if someone offers you a mozzarella stick and you turn it down, you're a narc.
Who tweeted it? Option A, Hillary Clinton. Option B, Post Malone.
I'm going to go with Hillary Clinton's.
Are you sure, bro?
I mean,
are you sure?
You think Hillary Clinton's tweeting about mozzarella sticks?
Come on, my man, Corey, are you sure? No. Last chance.
No. Definitely not. Not Clinton.
Okay.
Wait, we really set this up so it was easy. It's
a new game. We're working it out. Yes, correct. Post Malone, my man.
Definitely. Yeah, Post.
All right. Last but not least, who tweeted it? For you to win or lose, you got to get this correct. Tamara.
All right.
Our social media guru is literally losing her mind in the other room right now. I can't believe this. All right. Here we go, my man. Last tweet. This is a SoCal tweet. It says, PSA, a meteor did not crash into downtown LA. And no, it's not an alien invasion, just a film shoot. This is Tinseltown, after all. Option A, did LAPD tweet that? Or option B, your San Bernardino PD tweet that?
LAPD.
That is good!
Corey, it only took 3 times, but you finally woke up.
Right on, man.
Oh, man. Corey, congratulations, bro. You get 4 lift passes to go to Snow Valley Mountain Resort. I love you, man. Thank you for listening to us, all right, man? Speaking about that fire in the sky yesterday.
Okay, firing something else in Corey's life right now.
It was wingsuit jumpers, actually, coming out of a helicopter. Sharkeezy, who texts us all the time. He's like, yo, man, I was driving by there. I thought it was my mom's chancla coming after me, flying through the sky. I feel you on that, bro.
The Chelsea Report.
So it looks like things are getting pretty serious between Pete Davidson and Kate Beckinsale. Pete met the parents.
Wow.
This week they were spotted out to dinner at Nobu in Malibu with Kate's mom and stepdad.
That's a big step right there, guys.
Isn't it kind of like for Pete meeting grandparents?
Ooh.
Like, just, I mean, she's like 20 years on, but like, how awkward is it for him, though? You know what I mean? Like, I imagine it's not like, you know, when she meets his parents.
Because their age difference, he's 25 and she's
like in her 40s, right?
Yeah, so.
And the parents got to be in there close to 60s, 70s. Uh-huh. So it's like, I imagine Pete's sense of humor, he's got to be like, I'm on eggshells the whole time.
I was like, I'm surprised they didn't meet at Bingo. What's going on here? Come on, bro. That's
my stuff. Why not, man? Let's make a little cheddar.
So I hate to break it to you, but Ariana Grande could give you a virus. Dangerous, my mother. a computer virus.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So apparently there's a bootleg copy of Ariana's Thank You Next album floating around that contains malware. So if you download it, your act of thievery will result in someone stealing your online banking information.
Oh, so that's not a good look. Stop messing around with LimeWire, please.
Yeah.
Right? But I see this. I kind of like this, though. This is for all those the Gen Z kids who didn't know what it was like when Napster just let you steal everything, but then you just ruined your parents' computer. You know what I mean?
Brian, like, started the...
Oh, I used to slang albums at high school. Like, I would download every new album, like Snoop Dogg's, Eastsiders. Yeah. I burned them on CDs. I was selling them for like $5 at lunch. It was great.
My boy Ryan used to throw pool parties during high school down in Mira Loma, and we used to start downloading songs for the playlist like 2 weeks before the pool party, so we could have it all ready to go.
That's so funny.
That dial-up life.
But also, if you do steal it, shame on you, because it's like 2019. You can just stream it if you don't want to buy it, or there's YouTube. So
yeah, you know, I want these kids to learn the lessons that we learned back in the early 2000s.
Or you can just listen on your radio.com app for free.
Good job. 97.1
Amp Radio. That's the best place, because we play her every 2 minutes.
Yep. Yeah. Speaking of being viral or going viral, whatever, a couple weeks ago, a video of a 40-year-old man dancing to Post Malone's Wow went viral. His name is Mike Allencourt. It was the literally the best video ever.
He looked like a real dancer wearing an old man costume.
Yes, he had this like long white beard, if you haven't seen it yet. And like when you look at him, he looks like, you wouldn't think he had the moves he had.
Brian thought it was Pete Davidson's father-in-law dancing.
I really thought it was someone like Johnny Knoxville in a bad grandpa costume.
He was actually on Ellen, and he goes, Ellen's like, well, how crazy has this whole thing been for you? And he made a comment like, yeah, well, I realize that people think I look like I'm 60, but I swear I'm only 40. Yeah. Like,
oh, no!
The fact that people think he looks so much older.
That's so sad for him. He's like, I'm 31 years old. I just look like a...
It's so sad. Anyways, this week, Post Malone ended up getting in touch with him, and he flew him out to his concert in Arizona and even brought him on stage to dance with him. And this is pretty cool, too. He also had him star in his Wow music video, which just dropped. So it's funny, like, the way Post kind of shows it in the video. It's like, kind of like, almost like what the music video was going to be. And then it was like, and then this happened, and shows Mike just like dancing, which is pretty cool.
It reminds me of what happened with Shiggy, social media influencer, with a dancer with In My Feelings. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with Drake. Kiki, Do You Love Me? Blew up after his video, and then everybody's doing the dance and so on and so forth. So congrats.
We couldn't do the old man dance challenge.
Yeah.
Okay. His moves were too strong.
Do you want to get so on good. It, Brian? Because I would pay to see you do those dances.
I watched that video and I was like, that guy is so far out of my league. But what is that? Elbows up, side to side. That's the only challenge
I'm doing. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Would you rather want your ex to move on with someone that looks like you or nothing like you? Just let that just simmer real quick. 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text us at. And I bring this up because pictures just came out of Channing Tatum, who's now dating Jessie J. And the internet has spoken, saying, yo, she looks a lot like his ex, Jenna Dewan. Mm-hmm. Totally. We have the picture up on our stories at 97.1 Amp Radio. You could do a poll there as well. And then also, Drake's baby mama was recently spotted with like a bootleg version of Drake on
she's
a
got
date.
A style.
I saw
yeah.
that.
And right? And yeah, people thought it was so actually funny. Drake in Paris after a concert.
He had like the same like beard cut, like haircut, beard
exactly.
shade.
Homeboy went to the barber and said, "Yo, give me the Drake."
Yes.
Straight up. Like, and some people on social media are like, "Yo, man, that's Drake's stunt double to play with his kid." It's like, oh, funny. Come on, that's messed up.
I feel like I've also seen Drake with bootleg versions of his baby mama. You know what I mean? Like, it's a fine line on that one.
You're going to the swap meet, La Pulga, real quick. What do you prefer? Be honest. Would you rather your ex move on with someone that looks like you or nothing like you? Chels, you've had quite a few exes.
Thanks.
I don't know about exes. Why? Just a few guys that she's hit up this year for dates.
Whatever. Okay.
Honestly, what would you rather have?
I would rather it be look completely nothing like me at all.
Nothing.
Yeah, because I think the minute that they look like you, it instantly goes to, are they the better looking version of myself or not? Like, for example, I actually dated a guy that looked so much like my ex. And that was like the time when I first posted a picture of him on Instagram. Everyone was like, oh, better looking version of the one before, right?
Oh,
that's like instantly where people go.
That's
so I'd rather just look completely different.
Okay, different for sure.
So I feel like I get that. And I feel like everyone's going to say that. So I'm going to try to spin it and say, what about this?
You would.
Well, I have to. Otherwise, we're all going to sit in here and agree. And that's not how you make radio. But,
I don't agree.
High five. Let's get out. Hold on.
I think it's a compliment. If somebody looks like
Listen,
me.
Listen, what I'm saying is this.
Right?
What I'm saying is, if I look back and, like, let's say my ex is dating a dude who looks like me, I know for a fact I'm still in her head. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, I look at it like, you can't get enough, so now you're looking for my doppelganger.
Yeah.
And by definition, doppelgangers are always like a wonky version of you. So now I know you're settling. But in my mind, I'm like, yeah, I'm the original. You can't. Like, now you're going for a copycat. So I'm just going to move on with my life thinking that I'm the doper one. I'm not even going to get into research. That's where I got to cut it off, because I don't want to find out this guy's rich and stuff. Yeah. You know
I love
mean?
How
or
your head
shoe
works.
Sizes. Yeah. Listen, first of all, where else are you going to find this body? On planet Earth that I have. So dad bod, these curves are unique.
Nowhere. Nuh-uh. You have to work for that.
Facial features. I think the only other person that comes close to me besides like my brother Eddie or whatever, Pauline, I think is comedian Mr. Bean. That's it.
Oh, yeah, you've said that before.
And that's it, man. So I honestly think it's a compliment. If they move on with somebody that looks like Brian says, they can't get you out of their head.
Mm-hmm.
They're with them, but thinking of you.
They're hung up.
877-971-HITS to shoot us a call or a text. What would you rather happen? Your ex moving on with somebody who looks like you or nothing like you? Brandon from Long Beach, good morning.
Good morning.
Brandon, would you rather your ex move on with somebody that looks like you or nothing like you, bro?
I'd rather them move on to someone that looks just like me so I can roast them and say they got a bad copy of me.
Okay, but what if they're better looking?
Yeah, there's no such thing.
But see,
Chelsea, the key to maintaining this sort of like delusional, like you can't get me out of your head is by doing zero research. You just have to move on with your life. Because like my ex moved on with a fitness dude. People said look kind of like me until he took his shirt off. And I was like, that dude has 19 abs. Let's not do this game.
It may look like you, but like the Compton swap meet version of you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a great value version.
Sam's Club.
Kirkland signature version. Hey, my man, appreciate you calling in, bro. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Thanks, guys.
Samantha, would you rather want your ex to move on with someone that looks like you or nothing like you?
Definitely nothing like me.
Why definitely?
Yeah.
Well, definitely because if he started dating someone that looks almost exactly like me, then I would know that he liked the way I looked, but there was something like really wrong with me otherwise.
Like you got a real problem with your personality.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, what the hell is like wrong with me?
Uh-huh.
And then, I don't know, seeing him with someone that looks just like me would make me way more jealous. If I saw someone else that looked nothing like me, I'd be like, okay, he just has like a different type now.
Also, it's like, it's like a topic of conversation. I feel like I'd get in my head and be like, oh, you know, his friends realize there's a resemblance between us. And like, what are they saying? Are they saying she's the better version?
Exactly.
Did he upgrade or did he downgrade, right?
I mean, I know this is like such just like natural human instinct to be like comparative like this, but your ex is laughing his ass off if this is like the stuff you're torturing yourself with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but we can't help it. You know what I mean? It's
you can try. Is there yoga?
Yeah, exactly. Chelsea, would you feel the same way even if you were the one that broke up with your ex and let him go? You would still compare
I think
yourself?
It is a little bit different, but yeah, I definitely would. You, I mean, no matter what, you always compare the ex.
Always.
Thank you for calling in, and just know that you are the best version of anything that looks anything like you.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome.
She's like, I needed that.
What are texts saying, Chels?
The 949, we have nothing like me, !! Because if he wants me, no luck. He broke up with me, he don't deserve me.
Okay. Damn, that attitude. That's a flow right there. Put a beat on that at some point.
We got from the 562. Brian is the man, hit it right on the head. Okay. I mean, of course I'm going to read that one if you agree with me.
Let me really check if that came from your phone or something.
562, homie. I haven't gotten that area code
yet. I see it on the text line, actually.
Of course you don't. This is an interesting point, though, from the 66. My ex-husband dated a girl that looked exactly like me, black hair, similar height. We even had the same type of glasses. Oh. His friends and family would tell him she looked just like me.
Awkward.
They lasted a few years, and now he's with someone completely different. So if you think about it from that perspective, like, yeah, your friends may be saying, like, oh, he's, you know, I wonder if it's a better version of you. Right. But his friends and family are like to his face going like, that looks just like your ex. And you know how awkward that is for that new relationship when she finds out that he looks like like the ex. Then she's like, oh, so who's better?
Humble's just like, yo, I got a type. And you it.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm seeing is that it's split between male and female, right? Mm-hmm. More of the females that are texting and calling in, including Chelsea, saying, I don't want them to look anything like me. And the guys are like, yo, it's cool. It's a compliment. Can't get me out of your head. I get it. And it reminds me of this. When two dudes show up to a party wearing the same shirt or jacket, what do? You give each other props.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Yo, my man. Yeah, that's what's up, right? When two ladies show up to a party wearing the same dress, oh, immediately you go to your girlfriends and be like, oh, it doesn't even look good on her, right? It looks way better on me, right?
Or you just borrow a jacket from someone.
And I think that's interesting, though, that whole perception right there.
Also, women are being honest today and dudes are straight lying.
Bottom line.
The Chelsea Report.
Yes, incredibly horrific story. A mom who owns a popular YouTube channel called Fantastic Adventures was arrested yesterday for abusing her 7 adopted children. Damn. The channel, super popular, has more than 250 million views and 800,000 subscribers. The mom is being accused of both physical and sexual abuse. Pepper spraying the kids when they would flub their lines.
What?
Locking them in the closet for days without food and water. Pinching their genitals, making them take ice baths. The list goes on. I just wanted to say a couple of them just because it's so horrific.
Like that's insanity. That's not just like abuse, it's torture. You know? Like
exactly.
Ice baths, like that's like a level of abuse where it's so premeditated, you know? Because, I mean, abuse, if you snap and like, that's still abuse. But abuse when you like fill a bathtub with ice water as a punishment.
And this is all just because you want them to perform a certain way for your YouTube channel, guys. Mm-hmm. Think about that for a second.
Exactly.
For the fame, for your
money,
name,
for the
money.
And the kids apparently haven't been in school for years. She took them out so they could just make videos all day.
Wow.
Police were basically tipped off by the woman's older biological daughter.
Okay, so the woman's older biological daughter.
She has 3 biological children from what I've read.
Okay.
2 guys, 1 girl, and she reported, like, tipped off police, told them about the abuse. When the police showed up to the house, they found the kids completely, like, pale, malnourished.
And
kids was actually in a closet with, like, a diaper on. Just awful.
So disturbing.
Awful stuff. They also found like pepper spray bottles in the mom's room. And the 2 adult boys that are her biological sons were also arrested and are accused of failing to report the abuse of the minor. And the 2 boys, I went to the channel. I was just curious yesterday after I saw this story and I wanted to see if the channel had been removed and it was still up.
No way.
And the 2 boys, like the adult boys, they're probably, in their late 20s. Maybe even early 30s, and they're in all the videos too. Like they're kind of like running the show. It's so sad. And the younger boy, he kind of starred in all the videos, but all the kids were pretty much in it. And like I said, it was a super popular channel, and now she's
Do you know, Chels, like what she could be facing in regards to charges? Does it say that in that article yet?
I don't have that down.
Numerous counts felony child abuse, for sure. I mean, there'd be multiple counts, at least one for every child. You know, and I'm sure a litany of other charges if they're able to substantiate a lot of these and prove a lot of these things. And especially like it's awful anyway. But then when you talk about the fact that these kids were adopted and you don't know what like kind of traumas these kids have gone through, I know it's and you know we have, and I personally, and I know a lot of people do, applaud folks that are able to in their life adopt children and take, you know, give children a home that they deserve. But it's like, you don't know what they went through before then, and now they're right back in an abusive situation only because you're looking for some sort of YouTube paycheck. Like, that's insane.
Mm-hmm. And it just also reminds you, man, of the facade that people can put on through social media or YouTube channel of supposedly how their life is. Mm-hmm. And you believe that. You know, you believe, oh, these kids are awesome, man. They're famous. They're living this kind of life or whatever it may be. In reality, we have no idea what people are really going through in their life. And I think what can we take from this, man, is like literally look out for the people around you. Look out for the kids and the elderly that live around you, in your neighborhood, in your apartment complex. And if you see something that doesn't look right, say something. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Don't hold it into yourself because, you know, maybe we could have caught her way earlier. You know, in the sense of like spotting her and tipping off the police to investigate her.
Absolutely.
And I believe this isn't like the first time this kind of thing's happened with parents being accused of child abuse on YouTube because of like weird things they do or pranks. I know there was a family that got busted in Ohio because they'd be doing these crazy pranks to their kids, which basically end up being abuse. But they're like, ha, kidding. We shocked you with an electrifying. Like it's funny when I put the dog zap collar on, but I'm doing that willingly. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, you can't throw it on your kids and shock them.
Not a good look, man. Thank you, Chels, for reporting. That was definitely tough.
Yeah, I'll keep you guys updated. I'm sure there'll be more stuff that comes out in the coming weeks. So that's all I have for the Chels Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Good morning to you. 908 right now. Just go ahead and confess. Who did you dirty? Vent about it. Let it go. Move on from it. Don't let it hold you down. Whether it be at work, in a friendship, or in love, 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. Anna from LA, good morning.
Good morning.
Anna, who did you dirty? Vent about it and just let it go.
I've been let it go, but my supervisor, we actually got really, really close, and we were like good friends, have drinks. Her daughter came on board to where we were working at, and she got really jealous because we were more closer in our age range.
Oh.
So I had already gotten my Cosmo license, so I wasn't worried about the job. But she was, like, throwing dirt on me, saying I was, like, not calling in when I was showing up late and just trying to get me fired. Eventually, the day came that they had to fire me, and she let me buy lunch first.
Oh!
That's so dirty.
Who did you buy lunch first, the supervisor or her daughter?
Both. We used to always, like, either she buys lunch or I buy lunch for all three of us. It was, like, the trio.
Yeah.
And she just started getting jealous. We would go out, and she would want to go out. Uh-huh. So she got me fired. But the day I was getting fired, she let me buy lunch first.
Oh, that is sucio right there.
I mean, so devious to know you're going to fire somebody. Uh-huh. And in your mind, you're like, you know what? I'm going to let her buy lunch one last time.
Yes. And then they felt offended when I was like, hey, I need my time. I got to get out of here, but I need my time. I got to get out of the office.
Anna, what was your last supper? At that job.
Last supper.
With Judas.
What? I lost my appetite, but it was going to be Chinese food.
Damn.
Wonton food.
Oh, that's so good. Sounds good
chicken.
Right now. All right, Anna. Well,
yeah, it went straight to the garbage. I was like, oh, these people are garbage. I'm like, oh, no.
This is what I think about you. See you, wonton soup.
Tell them. Anna, I know you were already over it, but you called in to vent about it one more again. Did that feel good?
Good now. I'm good now. Don't worry about
Anna,
it.
Anna, your phone.
Even my phone does me dirty.
I was going to say, just text in your last sentence, please.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
We see you Stranger Things fans wilding out on social media. Chelsea's about to talk about it. But for those of us that haven't seen it, I'm sorry, I know. But my wifey doesn't like scary things.
Well, it opens scarier than the actual show is.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell my wife, bro. But she let me get through like 2 minutes. And she's like, nope, it's too scary. I'm like, it's little kids, man. It's little kids. But anyways, what would you say the premise is before we get into the new trailer and dig it all up?
It's according to the internet, it's a supernatural thriller about paranormal and alternate dimensions, and it involves just a small town in Indiana where there's a laboratory and the kids are trying to figure out why people are disappearing and what experiments are going on at this laboratory to kind of like interact with a supernatural dimension of our own world called the Upside Down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it makes total sense. I totally
got it right.
Chelsea, what's going down?
It's so good though. And so just to kind of note, while the season 2 basically took place around Halloween 1984, the new season season sees a time jump to the summer of 85.
Oh, I see what you did there.
I mean, what did you think? We're just going to sit in my basement all day? Play games for the rest of our lives?
It is important to me that you feel safe. I want you to feel like this can still be your home.
There it is.
I think it's funny they have to time jump based on how long it takes them to renew it for like another season because the kids are growing.
Well, that's what's the funniest thing. When I watched it, I was like, oh my gosh, they're like grown up. You can tell they're like more confident in the characters they're playing. Right. Like it's definitely like this. It's going to be such a good season. It's funny too. Like Mike and Eleven have like this developed romantic relationship. Ooh. Like when in the first season, Eleven was like such a, she's like a little girl and now she's, you know.
Now she's Millie pre-teen. Bobby Brown.
Yeah, exactly.
Back when she used to be 11 and she didn't even have any like a lot of lines in the first season. Uh-huh. And now she's like an international star.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, I imagine that now the characters got to, like, I know they're all kids, but when the kid who plays Dustin right. and Mike, when they roll onto the set, it's oh, yeah. like Millie Bobby Brown's trailer is like a little bigger than ours.
Yeah,
what is it?
It's a supernatural experience. I wonder if any of the guys have that weird, like, puberty voice that us dudes hit.
They had it in season two.
They definitely had it in season two. In the trailer, you see pretty much all the same characters are going to be back. Obviously, there's like Winona Ryder, Millie Bobby Brown, like Brian was just talking about. But there's also a couple new characters, which is really exciting.
Okay.
And the internet is most excited about the new monster
Ooh.
That we're going to see. So
Have they shown the monster what it looks like?
Yes.
Ooh, all right.
I mean, it's just so, like, you really just got to binge watch the first two mm-hmm. seasons. Like, you can't jump in just because of how it builds and how, like, what the upside down is and what the monster is and the whole thing. I know you mentioned Barbara in the first.
Barb,
right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that was, like, one of the people who disappeared in the beginning that ended up becoming, like, just kind of like a meme joke, a sketch on Saturday Night
right.
Live. Like, where's Barb?
And, like, the most worn Halloween costume. Well, all of the characters, I feel like, have been. But, yeah, I think it's going to be. I mean, it's funny because I'm thinking back when I was watching the trailer, I was trying to remember what happened in the last season. I definitely, because there's so much that goes on, like, I definitely going to have to binge watch second season
yeah.
again before mm-hmm. I watch the third season. But it will come out July 4th, so we have a little bit of time. Description for the new season is, one summer can change everything.
And I don't think they're done filming yet because I just saw my friend Nita who works for the Atlanta Hawks and they shoot in Atlanta and she posted a photo of running into the actor who plays Michael mm-hmm. in like a grocery store right. down near like in downtown Atlanta, which I mean if he's still there, that means they're still shooting some stuff. So
definitely.
So there you go. If you want to get a sneak peek, go to Atlanta. Work it out.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Shout out to Brandon from Long Beach. Winning the Dopest Moment Award this morning. Happened around 8:15. We're talking to you about what would you rather want your ex to move on with? Someone that looks like you or nothing like you? His answer was epic. Brandon, would you rather your ex move on with somebody that looks like you or nothing like you, bro?
I'd rather them move on to someone that looks just like me so I can roast them and say they got a bad copy of me.
Okay. But what if they're better looking?
Yeah, there's no such thing.
My man said, no such thing, Chelsea. Come on, man.
I mean, confidence that borderlines on delusion. I mean,
exactly.
As long as you're going to own it and live your life, go ahead. Who are we to tell you to go Google and find out if they're better looking?
Absolutely. Find out how not good looking we are, or maybe how good looking we are tomorrow. We're going to hang out with you in person, giving you free food, everybody. It's our Free Food Friday going down tomorrow in Anaheim at our brand new Amp Billboard on the corner of Catella and Magnolia. We got a surprise food truck rolling through 12 to 2 p.m. hooking you up with free food. All right. 12 to 2 on the corner of Catella and Magnolia. We'll see you there tomorrow. More info up on our Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio. Love you guys. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Amanos, let's go.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.